Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to hear what the Portland Trail Blazers fan base is saying about Damian Lillard and the possible trades recently. I went to Blazers Edge to find a ranking.
Whoa.
I know.
Blazers Edge?
Blazers Edge. The Blazers Edge.
Sounds like the Blue Oyster, man.
Hey, you ever been to the Blue Oyster?
No, never be at the Blue Oyster.
You can always go accidentally. Nobody goes to the Blue Oyster. Well, nobody. But nobody in the movie ever went to the Blue Oyster on purpose.
The sergeant did.
Oh, what a movie, Police Academy, 1-4. And then
Steve
you had the
Steve Guttenberg, man.
Steve Guttenberg.
God bless him. I wanted to be him for a minute.
God bless him.
He was my favorite actor for a second.
I loved him.
Short Circuit?
Oh, yeah.
Johnny B, you know?
Yeah.
Johnny 5.
We go to Blazers Edge, and they're having a ranking potential Damian Lillard trade packages. They give a top 10. What do you think their 10th, meaning their worst scenario would be, Vlad?
On a guess?
Take a guess.
The Heat.
Why would I be asking?
The Heat. Well, yes. Clearly, they don't have really the package that the Trailblazers would want.
Let's talk about the Heat's quote-unquote package. Salary ballast, okay? They say Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Kyle Lowry. Decent prospects. Jami Jaquez Jr., Nikola Jovic, Caleb Martin. And then a picks. They've got those two future first and a pick swap. This is what they say. Jaquez and Jovic aren't ringing my bell, and Hero is not a game changer. Martin's a nice role player, but will be 28 when the season starts. This is a less than ordinary return for a player in Lillard who would no doubt get the Heat close to a title.
And Martin's only got 1 year and left in his contract.
Right.
So you're not, I don't know if they're willing to give him an extension or anything like that. He might be a great piece during the trading deadline if they're not in any position to contend for the play-in game or anything like that.
So the Heat aren't exactly, at least when it comes to the fan base of the Trailblazers, and I think they kind of speak for the higher-ups, aren't exactly ringing the bell. Like he says, Jaquez and Jovic aren't exactly ringing his bell. Not a game changer. Tyler Hero, Caleb Martin, role player, but he's 28. Less an ordinary return for Lillard, who is definitely going to put them over the top. Yeah, Vlad, I can see if you're a Portland Trailblazers fan how this is not the sexiest trade option for your team.
Get fans, right? The general manager. That's the man that's got to go to ownership and say, we're going to trade the best player, the guy, yes, Dame Lillard, and this is what we're getting in return, and I need you to be okay with this because I know my job is on the line. My ass is on the line if I don't get this right. I have to get this right. This is my first big move as general manager. I have to get this right, because if I don't get this right, I am out of a job in 2 years, and I will always be remembered
right.
as the guy who effed up this franchise when trading Damian Lillard.
You are going to be a laughingstock, and you are going to be infamous. You're going to be known as the guy that gave Dame Lillard away for not much, and Dame Lillard going on to help the Miami Heat win another championship. So he does not want to be that guy. Can't totally blame him. Other people have talked about the LA Clippers being a possible trade partner. They have the 9th most attractive pick, according to Blazers Edge. They said salary blast, Norman Powell, Robert Covington, Marcus Morris Sr., Nicholas Batum. None of those excite me.
Why would I want some of the guys that played on my roster on Portland already?
Right. Decent prospects, Ivaka Zubac, Terrence Mann, Bones Highland, Brandon Boston, and, of course, 2 future and a pick swap.
All right, if you don't want Tyler Hero, you don't want Terrence Mann or Terrence Mann.
Yeah. You don't want these guys. The Clippers are in a similar pick situation to the Heat. 3/4 of the veterans have already played in Portland. Been there, done that.
That's what I'm saying.
And none of the younger, decent rotation players are close enough to being good enough for a return for Lillard. Yeah.
Yeah, I already said, Powell, Covington, all those guys played for Portland when Portland was trying to contend. They played with Dame. So what are they going to do? They could be vets to the young guys, but they're also guys that want to win a title. They want to compete for a title at least. So going to a rebuilding project back in Portland is not what you want to do.
So 3rd on their list of, I'm sorry, I've got a caller on the other line, is Philadelphia 76ers. Salary blast, Tobias Harris, P.J. Tucker. Decent prospects, Tyrese Maxey, DeAnthony Melton. And then it gets complicated, he says, with the picks. 76ers, Thunder, the picks could be conveyed. 76ers aren't getting Lillard with picks alone. The only reason Philadelphia is even on this list is, of course, you guessed it, Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, but then Maxey falls in the Tyler Hero situation. They got 3 guards already. They already have Sharp, they have Scoot Henderson, and they have Simons.
That's exactly what they're saying. They said they have those 3 guards already. Why would they need Tyrese Maxey?
You got to, in order for you to make this deal good for Portland, you got to give them a wing or a big man.
Yeah, that's what they want. And then they want picks.
And they want picks. They're going to get the picks, but they want 2 starters or 2 good players, and whoever you want to give them, it's going to have to be a wing.
And are we still saying this? There's no way Pat Riley pivots and trades Bam Adebayo? No way? 0%?
It makes no sense.
0%.
Why would Dame come?
Okay, now on their I'm listening list, Vlad, you'll get excited about this, or maybe not. The New York Knicks, salary blast, Evan Fournier, decent prospects, Mitchell Robinson, Emmanuel Quickley, Quentin Grimes, Miles McBride. Of course, the picks have all their own first perks for the future with the Mavericks, Pistons, Wizards, Bucks, and everything like that. Knicks are surprisingly well-placed to go after a big name. Fournier's 2 remaining years is a very definition of a salary blast. Robinson and Grimes are interesting young players, and the Blazers could pretty much pick for the draft assets that suit them. Hmm? Interesting? No?
Yes? All right.
Are you interested, Vlad? I would be willing to give up that.
Evan Fournier. The thing, here's the problem with this. I've had this talks with my friends and people to know. I don't like a short backcourt.
You're going to have a short backcourt, but you got a guy that can score 32.
I don't like a short backcourt. That was the problem with Donovan Mitchell. And I coming in today, I also heard that Donovan Mitchell might be in trade speculations during the trade deadline in February if the Cavalier season's going not so well. He's going to want to trade because they're going to have to talk about extension. The Knicks' name is always mentioned with Donovan Mitchell for some reason.
Be a nice piece.
It'd be a nice piece, but he's also – I think Dame and Donovan Mitchell might be the same height.
They're pretty much the same player.
Right.
Except so, Dame can score a little bit better. But, yeah, they're the same build.
Right. So, I don't know, man. I don't want $60 million at 37. Like, it's crazy for me to think about it. But, of course, you want Dame. But to give up those pieces that you have to, giving up Mitchell Robinson, we're going to find another big man.
Right.
You know, it took us 3 to 4 years to develop that big man. So it's not going to, you'd be lucky to find that a person like that quick, a person who just knows his role and tries to perfect that role. Another thing, we have guards. Do they need other guards? No, they don't need other guards. Fournier's a guard, even though with the contract. I like, what's his name? The guy that Tobin was trying to get he was trying to get him to he was trying to get the fans to get on him. The Knicks guard, Grimes.
Mm-hmm.
Grimes.
Quentin.
I like Grimes, but they all are guards, and Portland is
no need for guards. They're flush with guards. They're flush with guards.
They flush with young guards.
Yeah. They got enough.
Yeah.
And they got good ones. At least we think they're going to be good.
Next team.
Other two teams that everyone's been mentioning, the Boston Celtics. Here's a salary blast. Derek White, Al Horford, Malcolm Brogdon, decent prospects. And I disagree with this. Jaylen Brown is not a decent prospect, but they say Jaylen Brown, Robert Williams III, and Peyton Pritchard. Plus, they have most of their first-round picks except a swap with the Spurs in 2028. Jaylen Brown. But once again, how many guards do you need on the Portland Trail Blazers? But Jaylen Brown was second-team All-NBA.
I mean, you could have Jaylen play the three, but... Mm-hmm. A lineup of Henderson, Sharp, Brown, and Jeremy Grant. You could put a center. Because they're getting rid of... That's the other thing. And also, does Portland want to get your what's his name? Their big man? Yusuf Jokic?
Jokic, yeah. We haven't heard anything since that one time.
So they're also getting rid of him also. Is he part of the deal going to Portland?
That's a good deal, man. That's a good deal.
In a deal like that, if you have Robert Williams, Jaylen Brown... Hopefully Henderson and Anthony Simons get better. You know, Portland could compete for a play-in game.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We know that. Brooklyn Nets, Ben Simmons. Nobody wants him. Dorian Finney-Smith, Royce O'Neal, the salary blast. Decent players. Nick Claxton, Cam Thomas, De'Ron Sharp. The picks, you know, Brooklyn's got a ton of mid to short first-round picks. I don't know if that moves the needle so much for if you're a Portland Trail Blazers fan, but they're saying it's decent right there at five, right in the middle. Some of the better ones, let's see, New Orleans sends CJ McCollum back over to Portland. Okay, Jonas Valanciunas, Larry Nance Jr., decent prospects once again. Zion Williamson, Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, and Jose Alvarado. That is a lot for the Pelicans to give up, plus some of their own first picks. That's a lot for the Pelicans to give up for Damian Lillard. What are you going to have? So you got Brandon Ingram, Damian Lillard, possibly keep Zion Williamson, but then you got guys like Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, Jose Alvarado, Jonas Valanciunas, Larry Nance, CJ McCollum. I don't know, man. That, to me, if I'm a Pelicans fan, which I am, I'm going to say pass on that deal. Too much.
No, you're not doing that.
Come too on. Much.
Listen.
Although CJ McCollum would probably like to go back to Portland. Portland would like him back.
Why would he going to go back to Portland?
Well, they've already seen what happened.
Seen what happened? Why would he go back to Portland and not Dame not be there?
Right. He had a good season with the Pelicans, though. He was averaging around 20 points.
That's not a reunion. That's not the reunion that he wants.
Now, Blazers' edge, the two that they do like, that they're willing at least to accept, Utah Jazz. Salary blast, Colin Sexton, Kelly Olynyk, Talon Horton-Tucker, decent prospects, Taylor Hendricks, Okaya Ogunbaja, Keontae George, and Walker Kessler. Of course, they owe some picks to the Thunder. They got some free agent collection. They've got a couple of picks that they have protected. They say they like that. Is that sexy to you? I mean, Colin Sexton, Kelly Olynyk.
I like Walker Kessler.
You like Walker Kessler? Walker Kessler is a very good player.
I would do a trade, but I mean, you know, he's not going to Portland. Would he go back to Utah? He did play out there in Ogden, right?
Yeah.
At Weber State.
But man,
I like Taylor Horton Tucker. He played well.
Colin Sexton's a good player, Lakers. But I mean, once again,
What's going on. He's injury and they don't need a guard.
Guards.
That's going to be a buyout.
Yeah, who wants that?
I think you would definitely look at Kessler, Taylor Horton Tucker, and Taylor Hendricks. But, I mean, I really think.
I'm telling you.
You really look at it, man. I mean, Miami doesn't have the best offer, but everybody else
doesn't have the best offer either.
Whatever they're going to give, they want to give them, they already have.
There's not a lot of great offers on the table. Their favorite.
This is not the NFL with, you know, there's like 57 players. Yeah. Or, you know,
they're number one, though, Vlad, where there's smoke, there's fire. You said it. The San Antonio Spurs, they like this. The salary blast, Doug McDermott. Dougie McBuckets, okay.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm looking at this Spurs offer.
Decent prospects, Keldon Johnson, Jeremy Sochan, and Devin Vassell.
I mean, they own all their own first, plus a collection of Hawks, the Atlanta Hawks first, a Raptors first, a Hornets first, and a top 11.
So they just want picks. They just want picks.
If you're Portland, you want the picks.
That's all they want.
But here's the thing. If V-Dub yesterday showed me something, if he had last night, I mean.
I know.
If he showed me, like, if he wowed, like, first game.
Or even just moving on a 10-minute stretch and just balling.
Like, you saw it, you were like, man, him and Dave would be destructive. Like, that pick-and-roll game would be this.
Yeah.
Unstoppable.
Instead.
Then you could, but no.
So this is the thing now.
We had a stalemate.
The Heat don't have the best offer, but then again, nobody really has a good offer. That's what we're gathering right now, Vlad. So if you're Portland, you got to go, what are we going to do? I know what you're going to do. You're going to eventually find a way to get him here to Miami, and Miami's going to go on to win a championship, and everyone is going to be important.
But like, who's going to help Miami? That's the question.
Who's crazy enough to help Miami?
Because let me tell you, this is crazy, right? You know they're starting an in-season tournament, right?
Right, right, that mid-season
tournament. Watch a team like Portland with Scoot and Simons win that and get the fan base buzzing. Like, those are the type of things right now that's going to keep teams that in-season tournament. That if a young team, a team like Orlando, a team like Oklahoma City, a team like
It helps the teams that are outside looking
in. It's going to give them confidence. It's going to give the organization confidence in what they're doing.
Because teams that are in first place and stuff, they're not going to be worried about the little mid-season
and the playing,
tournament.
If you really think about it, right, the playing in the playoffs, that's 10 teams. That's 66% of the league is playing an extra game after the 82.
Vlad, looking at these two things.
They're not going to give – I'm sorry, Dan. Portland's not going to just free nilly-willy, just give up.
Right.
Dame, they need to get something in return. Right.
And that's why after we read these scenarios, the two things we can glean from it. Number one, there's no really good comparable offer on the table for Damian Lillard. And number two, you said it, Vlad, this is going to take time.
It's going to take time, and I'm telling you, they're doing these things. And sports, it makes sense now. They've done it in the NFL with the extra teams making the postseason. They've done it in baseball with the wild card games, the extra teams playing the wild card. It gives teams that usually might be sellers during the trading deadline, they might be more buyers because they have a chance. They could sneak in, and who knows what happens when you get in the postseason. So what happened with the 8-seed Heat? So what happened with the 8-seed Panthers? Teams are not going to be – management's not going to be just, okay, boom, let's just – break this apart, or we can't do something. We can't regroup with some young talent. The league's in a great place with the young talent, but when you got an old head like Dame, you got to get everything you can back. Like I said, you got to get dollar for dollar.
Dollar for dollar. It's going to take some time, guys. We'll be here every step of the way for this long road.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.